Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday at Tennessee Precious Metals in Gallatin. Titans and Vikings tonight, the final preseason game of the season for them. Then they go through the cut down to get to 53 and also high school football tonight. To talk more about that, we bring in the sports director of Fox 17. Our good friend Jill Jelnick is on the line with us. Jill, how the heck are you?
I am great, Chase and Big Joe. It's Friday. We're kicking off the high school football season. We have Titans. I'm going to run around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I can't wait.
Let's start with Titans with the final preseason game tonight. What you've seen of Cam Ward at practices, you've been out there, and then the games, where are you in terms of him being ready for week one, even though we know whether ready or not he's going to play?
Isn't that the million-dollar question, though? Is what we have seen and what we will see tonight enough for us, the media, for Titans fans, for football fans? Is it going to be enough for us to feel confident about him week one? And I'm just going to go ahead and say no. Unless Cam Ward plays this whole game and we're able to see him string drives together, lead several scoring drives, which we've only seen him done once in the first two preseason games, unless we get a crazy amount of Cam Ward tonight and he shows up and does exactly what he's supposed to do, he's still going to be a question mark in my mind going into week one. And that's just because he's a rookie playing arguably the most important position on the football field. We're putting a lot on his shoulders. And yes, he has shown in strides of improvement. His footwork has gotten better. His technique, I think it's definitely clear he's gotten very comfortable with the offense throughout the offseason and training camp. But when you throw the Broncos defensive line at him in a first game situation, first ever NFL game for this young rookie, it's going to be really hard to know or believe that he's going to be ready for that. So I'm looking for a couple things, Chase and Joe, tonight. I'm just looking, can he string some plays together? Can he lead a scoring drive? Wouldn't it be great if he leads the Titans on a scoring drive his first series and then Callahan pulls him? And then that's it, right? And we're all feeling good going into game one. I don't know if that's the case, but I would love to see Cam Ward string some plays, maybe even a drive or two together. Whether or not that happens, so many factors are in the way, but we'll see. But as of right now, I'm not super confident going into week one, and that's just because we haven't seen a large sample size.
Do you think we see Big Jeff in the lineup tonight? It seems like he would like to play in a preseason game, get kind of things going, and Big Jeff likes you. He doesn't like most of the media, but I think he likes you. Do you think we see him tonight?
If we do, first series, I'm going to say yes, only because I think Big Jeff is someone, to quote defensive coordinator Denard Wilson, Big Jeff is a man on a mission. He has been trying to prove all this offseason that he is better than what his tape showed last year. I think the three of us can all agree it wasn't the best year last year for Jeff. It definitely wasn't the best year for the Titans. But Jeff took that personally. He opened up to me on my podcast, Nashville Game Changers, earlier in the spring about
best interview he's ever done. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends and everything. No, I'm serious. You got him to open up, and I thought that was really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the big takeaway from it was he was disappointed, and he is now a man on a mission. And so Denard Wilson, defensive coordinator Denard Wilson, saying that at practice just Wednesday, tells me they're listening to Jeff. They see him. They see what he's trying to do. So, yeah, I think it would be great if he could go out there for a series, one defensive stand, and then that's it. And then he's done. And then have him go back to the sideline and cheering his butt off for the rest of the team.
She is the hardest working person in sports in America. I will fight everybody that disagrees with that, Jill Jelnick. You do like 18 different things a week, as on the Chase and Big Joe show. You know, it's funny, Jill, we talk about, you've covered many training camps. We've all covered many training camps. This is the first time this Titans team goes into this first game where we have not seen a majority of the starters play together in the preseason at one time. I hope Brian Callahan knows what he's doing when they go to Denver in 16 days. But, man, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth right now.
Oh, I don't blame you, Joe. And that's exactly why I don't feel super confident saying, oh, yes, Cam Ward is ready for week one. I don't know if we can say the offense is ready for week one, right? Because fluidity, how many times have we heard the offensive players or Coach Callahan or Nick Holtz talk about, hey, we gotta bring it together, fluidity of the offense, chemistry, right? That's hard to see at training camp here or there. That's hard to put together in preseason games when starters are playing one series or two. So, Joe, this is what I'm expecting. Week one, Denver Broncos on Fox 17. I'm expecting a very slow first half by the offense. I'm expecting them to come out not exactly arms fired, not fireworks or anything in the first half. But then I hope they reset and get it together by the second half. They're just like other teams in the NFL. They're going to have some you know, slow, painful moves in the beginning. But then I'd like for them to hopefully build a rhythm, get it together, and figure it out by the end of the game. How about that? Is that too much to ask?
Right. We would love to see that. I just, you know, we're so often seeing a quarterback take his team into the huddle, at least during one of these games. And the fact that Cam, I know the first game, the Bucs had like a 45-play drive. That was different. But, you know, I want to see him take that team to halftime, do the halftime adjustments, come out, run a series, and go. And the fact, I don't know, the fact we're not seeing any of this concerns me. But, again, I'm not the head coach, and I don't know what I'm talking about most days.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's preseason. It's what it is. I hate when people say, oh, it's just what it is. But, no, really, coaches have their reasonings for why they play so many starters, so many snaps. Young quarterback, so many series in three games. I wish we could see more, but based off of what head coach Brian Callahan said on Wednesday, I'm not expecting Cam Ward to play more than a series or two. It all depends how that first series goes. If he's able to string some plays together, like I said, that might be enough for Callahan, and that's it. Because they also got to figure out some other position battles on the field. Inside linebacker is a big one. Who's going to be the backup at running back? The wide receiver room, in my opinion, is kind of, other than Calvin Ridley, it's kind of wide open right now. So there's a lot of other position groups they're going to really hone in on tonight. And I think that might be the majority of the goal after that first series or two for Cam Ward.
We're talking to Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 sports director. The frenzy returns tonight. Woo-hoo! High school football. Tell us about what you all are going to be doing this year.
So excited because our highlight show of the Football Frenzy Live is back. We are returning to our late night show, essentially. And so each Friday night, we're going to have tons and tons of highlights from the best games all across Middle Tennessee. And my favorite part is our FFL reporter happens to be the one and only Big Joe.
Love that guy.
Really, yes, love that guy. He does a fantastic job. You tell him. You tell him he's my favorite.
No, I will.
No, but seriously, Joe's going to be at our game of the week every Friday, including tonight, which is, in my opinion, one of the best games. Hendersonville at Gallatin. That's going to be a good one. Longtime rivalry there. So Joe will be at the game. He'll give us the spiel, post-game interview, all that fun stuff. And the Frenzy will air right after the newscast. So tonight the news starts at 10. Our show will kick off around 10:30. It will be after the Fox College football game every Friday. But it will be a late night highlight football show, which I know everybody loves here in Middle Tennessee.
You answered my. I was going to ask, you know, what happens if there's a college game, but will the frenzy will be there no matter what, and we can't wait for that.
The frenzy must go on. Yes, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What are we're not done with you yet. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Try to escape.
What other games stand out to you tonight? I'll be at Maplewood as they take on McGavick. But what are some others? Maybe Rutherford County, Williamson County that stand out.
A little different. Obviously, you don't have a lot of region matchups, right? So you have a lot of schools going out of state. The ones in Middle Tennessee that I have my eye on are CPA at Oakland, right? You have the two-time defending champion CPA, but then how about Oakland, right, who is it will try to defend their title from last year. CPA is moving up a division. or I should say a classification in Division II. So that will be interesting to see how they do this year. I think this game for CPA in Oakland will be kind of a good measuring stick in terms of, okay, how do our playmakers stack up against their playmakers? That's one I'm looking at. Pearl Cone at MBA is a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one last year, Chase and Joe, that MBA won off a 40-plus field goal to win it over Pearl Cone with seconds left in the game. That was a nail-biter last year. I expect it to be another good game this year. It's also on MyTV 30 at 7 o'clock, so you can catch it there. Christian Davidson Academy, Smyrna at Brentwood. I think that's going to be one that kind of flies under the radar, but it's a really, really good game. You got some future Division One players on both sides of the ball, and so that one should be a good one as well. We'll have highlights of that one. Centennial, Stewart's Creek, Overton at Father Ryan. We'll also grab Fayetteville at Columbia Academy. The list goes on and on. Guys, I think we're going to have 11 games in Football Frenzy Live tonight. 11. So I'm so excited to get this week one going.
Well, we're excited for it too. We'll be trading resources with our game of the week and and the Frenzy, but throughout the year. But always enjoy it. And the work that you all do at Fox 17 and your crew. And I mean, you do a bulk of it, but I know you have some help as well. And having JoJo with you will be good. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Joe. Really excited. And thanks for all you do for high school, not just high school football, but high school sports. I think that's an area that gets overlooked too often in Middle Tennessee, in the state of Tennessee, and across the country. So appreciate what you guys do when it comes to the local sports level. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. And now we're done. Now you can go about your day.
See you, Jill.
Okay, now I'll go. Okay, I'll see you guys later. Bye, yeah. Guys. Thank you.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports Director, joining us. And again, after the newscast tonight, you can catch Football Frenzy Live. Big Joe will be at Gallatin High School as they take on Hendersonville. And they'll have all the highlights for you. And also tonight, you can tune in at 6 o'clock. The Game Blitz makes its glorious return.
Get it!
Connor Newt, Parker Kelly have taken the reins of the passion project that you started so many years ago. And they'll have a pregame show, 6 to 6:30. We'll go into the Metro Game of the Week pregame show at 6:30. Kickoff around 7 o'clock with yours truly and Coach Bubba Spears as Maplewood takes on McGavick. You can hear play-by-play right here on 102.5 The Game. And then the Game Blitz scoreboard show following that until 11 o'clock or whenever on 102.5 The Game. So we're looking forward to having that back and everybody involved. And then tomorrow morning starting at 9 on 94.9 The Fan, Greg Pogue, Coach Bubba Spears for prep football talk. You can listen to that as they'll break down the night of high school action. Craig Ladd also will be a part of that. So going to be a lot of fun with all the high school football covers that we have.
I tell you, nothing better than getting your car on a Friday night, tuning on, hear a little high school football. It's I don't have to tell you my passion and love for it. It's pretty evident. So I'm excited for all this and to get it going.
I was telling the boys yesterday when I was kind of going over things with them, it hit me, like that moment it hit me is when a coach called in and said, yeah, we're, you know, and they had lost. Yeah. They had lost the game. And they were like, you know, we're listening to you on the bus. We really appreciate you talking about high school football and our team. And then when they won Summit High School, you know, we talked about this on the air, they called back.
Yeah.
And like, it was just, that was so cool. And that's when it was like, all right, I'm making a difference.
Yeah. You know, and it's fun because you get to hear small towns that, you know, like, you know, East Robertson and Cross Plains and up in Portland and all the way over to West Tennessee, you know, Waverly and Fairview and all these schools. I mean, it's their Super Bowl on Friday night. And to be a small part of that, help bring coverage all around Middle Tennessee. I'm telling you, man, it is fantastic. It's wonderful. And to hear that noise on a Friday night is just so good.
Coming up next, I'm looking for something tonight, and I will tell you what that is. Chase and Big Joe live in Gallatin at Tennessee Precious Metals here on 102.5 The Game.